Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina, this is Nash with Planet Landscaping. I spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, hi, Nash. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
In regards to the local splash, kind of just curious to know exactly what you guys do and how you do it.
Okay, perfect. I can help you with that and answer any questions you may have. Question, how did you find out about Local Splash?
Just through a friend of mine. Told me you guys did it.
Oh, great. That's good to hear. Your friend's using our service?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you'll love it. And it looks like you own a landscaping business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So what we would do is we would optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So that way, anytime someone's looking for landscaping or shrub trimming or lawn service or any of the various options of the services that you offer, we'll make sure that your company shows up every single time. So it's something that's designed to bring you a lot more new business.
Do you guys do like Google AdWords, or how do you guys do that?
Yes, yes. All of our packages, because we're a premier partner to Google, are bundled together with the Google Ads. So you'll have the Google Ads running in designated places that you'd like to target, but you'd also be on the first page in the local maps. And that map optimization happens to be the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search, 87% will hire from that map section of Google. So you'll definitely get the best of both worlds. Are you currently running Google Ads, or have you tried them in the past?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we have Google Ads going right now, yeah.
Okay. So you would have an option. So you could continue to run your Google Ads, and we would take them off of our package, and it would be $100 less. Or you could keep the ads on there and kind of track it, because our technicians are certified, you know, by the search engines. You might get more bang for your buck, you know, having us manage it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
probably would. Right now, for some reason, I'm getting people calling me thinking I'm another company than I am. You know, I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, really? So people are calling the number on the ad, but when they get you, they think they're calling someone else?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, the nice thing about working with us as a premier partner to Google is what that means is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google. So if there's any glitches with your ads or there's any problem with the number, we can get to the bottom of it and get that all corrected, you know? And then I assume that because you're running ads that you already have a website. Is that correct?
I've been burned so many times over the years. I think I've got Facebook, and I got a couple. I have a website, but, dude, are you guys like home advisor in a way, or what?
No, we're not associated. No, we're not associated. That's the other side of the coin. Those are lead generation services where you pay for each lead, whether it pans into a job or not. What we do is we put you on the first page of Google and Bing, so it's unlimited. You pay the same flat rate.
Well, see, everybody tells me that. Everybody tells me they're going to put us on the first page of Google and Bing. But my thing is like, okay, so you're obviously telling that to everybody, but every other advertisement company that I've talked to says the same thing too. So I just don't get how big the page really can be. I mean, I know it's got to be circulated or whatever, right? It's not like it's constantly on the first page.
So with the local map optimization, you would be constantly on there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. But with the Google Ads, that would depend on your budget. You see, so what we would do with that $100, the extra that we bundle with our service, is we would set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's a good thing. That would prevent you from getting an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. That would never happen because we put a cap on it, okay? So each morning, your ad will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on you, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day max budget, after three people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. okay? And that's how we keep, you know, the billing very affordable for you. In the interim, the ads that show on the first page below the maps, that's the section where the more people that click on you, the stronger your listing becomes and the better results that you'll see. So with this program, you get the best of both worlds, okay? So
gotcha.
Yep, and, you know, since you're a referral from a buddy of yours, I could put you into referral pricing. So everything would be a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And we typically charge $400 extra to put the websites together. But if you wanted to run Google Ads, you have to have a website. We can't set it up where it's directing to a Facebook. So I could get that included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us.
And would I own the website afterwards? Like if once I get to the point where like I don't want to, like I've ever shut down with you guys, do I take everything that I gain over the period of time I'm with you or no?
So everything you would still benefit from if you ever canceled, except the website, you'd have two options. So let's say that you tried this for a couple of months and somehow it doesn't pan out the way you want it to, which I know that it will because you're going to love it. But let's say that down the road you do cancel, you'll have a stronger internet presence than you have right now because everything that we created for you, you'll always have that for your business. And what I mean by that, Nash, is you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories. You'll be programmed into the mobile platform, which means you'll be coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Now, if you were ever to cancel, you wouldn't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, but you'll still have that stronger internet presence than you have right now. With the website, you'll have two options. Option number one is you could keep the web address, the URL, and take it and have it for your business forever and just take it wherever you want and build a new site on it, and that's a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could cancel the program and just keep the site and pay the hosting fee of $49 monthly. And that would give you the site and the content. And our clients love both of those options because that means you can start advertising the site right away and you'd never lose it because you do have the option to keep it down the road. You see what I mean?
Well, can you look and see what you can find as far as websites that I currently already have and see if any of those even work?
I just saw one that was attached to your home advisor, which was melbournelandscapingcompany.com. But when I clicked on it, it says this site can't be reached. So that could be why, if you're running Google Ads, that you're getting calls for a different company, because if this site is attached to it, people are coming to a domain that doesn't have any content on it right now. But
how do I clean up what I currently have? I mean, because I know all my stuff now is a little out of whack, I guess you could say. So I kind of want everything put back together. You know, I don't know. I haven't had anybody mess with it. I had a guy that I worked with, and I gave him a lot of money, and he pretty much ghosted me and just kind of disappeared. So I kind of got burned out of that. And that was a few years ago, and I haven't really done anything to it since. So I kind of want somebody that can go on there because I know I got the Home Advisor and the reviews on that. And I also had a whole bunch of reviews on Google, and for some reason they're not on there anymore, and I don't know what happened to them or what's going on with that. So is that something you guys might be able to look into as well?
Yeah, a matter of fact, I'm looking at your Google listing right now, and there are five-star reviews on there, but there is no website attached to it. I can send you a link to this just so that you can see it for yourself.
And then the website, if you guys do it for me, that will be attached to that as well?
Correct. Yeah, on the first page, you'll have your business name. The website would be attached. The phone number would be there on a click-to-call feature. And reviews become visible as they start coming in. So my question is,
give me a link? Give me a link to
To get reviews?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We would create that link so that you could just copy it and paste it and forward it to your past and present clients. Is the name of the business Planet Lawn and Landscaping, LLC?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would say, thank you for using Planet Lawn and Landscaping, LLC. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And that will help you with your conversion and with better placement. You know, the more reviews that come in.
Yeah.
That
well,
is
that's
one.
My issue that I'm having now is that the people that I'm trying to get reviews from, the link that I give them, they have to have an actual Google account to leave a review.
Oh, yeah, they still do that, but it doesn't have to be a Google account. It just has to be a Gmail address. But they do still do that. Yeah, it's kind of funny the way that that happens. And somehow it doesn't affect Google because Google gets, you know, millions of reviews everywhere every year. But it is kind of funny that you have to have a Gmail to leave a Google review.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
because that was like, I mean, it wasn't a huge issue I was having, but then also my ratio of people actually leaving reviews. I mean, they have no problem leaving a shit review because they're pissed off, but to get them to actually come in and give me a good review is a pain in the ass. So I was trying to figure out an easier way because I just forward them a text so they could open up and do it or something like that. Because I know, like, so for instance, like HomeAdvisor, when I'm done with the job for them, I send them a thing that says, please give us a review. And the turnaround on that is usually, you know, I would say 50% to actually go back and do it because it's not super hard. So I'm just trying to figure out a similar way to do it with my actual webpage and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, so when we send that review generator email, it automatically sends you a text that you could also forward to your clients. And what some of our clients do is even one step further where they when they're out in the field, they have their Google listing pulled up on a little tablet. And when they're invoicing a client or going over the final bill, they say, hey, if you were happy with our service, do you want to fill out a review for me? And it's already up on the tablet. So that's another cool way to do it. But I would definitely send you the text that would coincide with getting those reviews. But my question to you, Nash, is do you have access to this Google listing or was that the one that guy set up for you in the past?
The Google AdWords?
The local Google My Business. So here, I'll send you a link to it so you can see what I'm talking about. This is the one I think that you were thinking that maybe you lost your reviews on, which you didn't because they're on there. But I'll send it on a text and tell me if you can
Google.
Read it.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me if you can
Google
read it. Yeah. If you can't read the text, then I'll send it to you in an email, but let's just see if it comes through. So when you go to business.google.com, right, you would have a login with a username and password. So what I'm trying to determine is if you have a login for that or if that other guy was the one that created it for you. Because the reason being is if you come on board with us, we can't create a new Google listing for you because that would be a duplicate.
I'm pretty sure my wife's the one that set that up.
Perfect. Okay, good. Because then what we would do is we would just send you an email with instructions of how to add Local Splash as a manager, and we can start optimizing it and cleaning everything up right away.
Will you guys optimize my website too or just the Google AdWords?
So you don't have a website right now, but the websites that we build would absolutely be optimized and they would be Google compliant, which means you would be shocked over the years how many people I've spoken with that have these beautiful websites that they've spent thousands of dollars on, and then they tell me that they've never gotten one client from it. And that's because if a website is not compliant with the search engines, those sites never ever get ranked. So what we do is we have the Google certified technicians build the site so that they are fully optimized, and then we attach the site to the listings so that those sites do get the maximum amount of exposure. Matter of fact, I'll send you a sample site right now just so that you can see it.
Okay, and do you guys guarantee any kind of like certain amount of work or leads or things like that?
Guarantee is kind of like a four-letter word with Google. None of the premier partners are even allowed to use that word, and here's why. We're going to get you on the first page. We're going to get your phone ringing with new business, but it's going to be up to you to answer the phone and capture that business, right? So quite frankly,
yeah.
The only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you don't answer your phone, and I know that you're going to answer your phone. However, you'd also be surprised how many current clients I have that are actually on board with our program. They're paying us, and then I call out to them to, you know, do some kind of an update on their listing, and I get a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that's not set up, and to me, that's a pet peeve. I'm always like, why would you pay a company to be on the first page and get your phone ringing, and then when people call you, they can't even get through, you know? So, like I said, that's quite frankly the only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you don't answer your phone. And like I said,
the phone numbers that they're going to call me off of, are they going to call me on my direct line or is it going to be like a Google number?
They would call you on your direct line unless you wanted to utilize a tracking number. They could put that on there for you. So reasons that people want the tracking number sometimes are to eliminate spam calls. So sometimes people are in business and they're like, gosh, I get more calls from people trying to sell me stuff than, you know, actual clients. So what we could do is we could purchase a brand new 321 area code number. And then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And the reason it would eliminate a lot of the spam callers is a lot of those are computer generated. So it would say, you know, thank you for calling Planet Lawn and Landscape. If you're a new customer, press 1, or if you're an existing customer, press 2. So it would say something like that. And if it's a computer generated or a spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those would fall off. And when you get...
Well, I would probably start it without it and just see how, if it was like overwhelming with spam, then I would probably get that. I just like, because I text a lot, so my customers, 90% of the time I have text mail their info, so that way I don't have to like write it down and misplace it. So that's kind of what I like about having my number directly on there.
Yeah, I like it too to have the actual valid number on there as opposed to the tracking number, but some people love the tracking number just because if they're big, they can also go into the dashboard. We provide a really unique tracking system that will show you, you know, the new clients that you're getting, the keywords that they're finding you under, which areas they're coming from. So that dashboard also has a leads section where all the calls are stored and they're actually recorded for quality assurance. And sometimes people love that when they're like, oh, I just got a call from some guy that wants me to come out to 829 Eucalyptus Street, but, oh, I think I misplaced the address. You could go into the dashboard and listen to the call. But I figure, as long as you're on top of it, which you are with the text messages and stuff, I don't even think you need that feature. I think you'd be fine without it. But I will put a note in here, Nash, that if you want it down the road, that they'll include it for you at no additional cost, okay?
And do I deal with somebody directly, or should I call up there? Would I deal like say with yourself, like I call up there, at least the one I'm dealing with, I got a question about this or that, or do I have like multiple people when I call and kind of just get to spur from whoever's available?
Yeah, it's an entire account management team. So when you call in and you hit option 1, anybody that answers the phone can help you because when they pull up your account, they'll all have access to the same details on your account. So that's a nice feature, too, because we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So you could always call in and ask questions and make updates and do revisions, and all of that is...
Because I really, my ultimate goal would be to get a website and have it really, really optimized and have just all the SEO work done and mainly just having the website work for itself in that aspect of, you know, it kind of like... I know, I think it takes some time for it to actually get optimized enough, to where it's really pushed on Google. Am I right? Or is that something that you just kind of have to pay for?
So what you're talking about is a very outdated mechanism of SEO. And what that means is 15 years ago, 17 years ago, when people were first starting to try to get local search results on Google, what they would do is they would optimize their website and tinker around with it and put tons of meta tags and phrases in hopes that they would get better rankings, right? It's not a bad mechanism, but it's extremely outdated. So over the years, Google has made so many revisions that now in order to get on the first page, there has to be what's called off-site SEO, meaning the website typically is a factor, but it's not the main factor. So what we would talk about is optimizing the listings through the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. All of that work is done ongoing on a day-to-day basis. So, for instance, let's say that Google changes the algorithms today 5 times, and I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you acquire our services, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's
how we...
So
I'm assuming they not one person is going to work directly with mine. Whoever's doing mine is going to be doing like 50 or 100 other ones too. They're not focused on just one site at a time, right?
Well, they do, because if you call in and you make revisions, that person that's helping you with it is working solely on your website, on your revisions while they're working on it. And then once everything is up to your specifications, then they would work. So there's like a queue that we send it over to when people make revisions, and those technicians only work on one specifically at a time. And then
at a time, yeah, it makes sense.
You also...
Does it kind of run by itself once it's good, or...
What do you mean, run by itself?
Does the web page kind of just work by itself after you guys get everything where it needs to be? Is it fairly uncomplicated on making sure it keeps on running, or how does that work? Or do they have to go on there every month and change and add things to it?
No, it runs very fluently by itself, and you don't have to make changes to it. But if you want to, you can. You can do that through your dashboard, or you could call us, and we would help you make revisions.
Oh, and I could do it. So if I want to add pictures, things like that, I can just do it.
Right, and that dashboard, it's as easy as checking an email, and that's what our clients love about it, too. You know how this is. Sometimes as a business owner, if the only free moment you have is 2 in the morning, so be it. You can access that dashboard 24 hours a day, and you could go
on there. Can you send me a link with everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Email, send me a link, and then I'll look it over this evening when I get home and take a look at what I want to do.
Yeah, I already sent you a link to our pricing page. And I sent you...
That's email or text?
I sent it on an email. I sent it initially when it... Let me just double-check my sent box and make sure it went out.
I'm waiting to come in.
National.
Yeah.
Let me look here. Oh, no, I don't think I did. Okay, so I'll send you an email. It's nashcole@ymail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm happy I double-checked that. It didn't go out yet. So, okay. So I'll send you that email, and then if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good
I'll
rest
be in
of
touch.
Your day. Sounds good, Nash. Okay, bye-bye.